yeah, you know what? I'm tired.
Show you how to operate in a spirit.
This is Happy Life Studios.
This message is for you. This message is for you. This message is singular to you. It's not for anybody else. It's not hard to get. It's not hard to get. It's not hard to understand.
Hey, are you happy?
Now that's a great question.
Does your sun set high? Does your sun set high?
Welcome to Happy Life Studios.
What's up, Happy Lifers? Thanks for joining us today. I am so tired. You did. Seriously. I mean, 2 days ago, I was in sunny Santa Monica. Then I was in snowy Seattle. And today I landed in dreary D.C. I mean, I'm still tired from yesterday's tired. I'm wiped today, but I've already used up tomorrow's tired. So I'm not sure what to do. I am in the middle of this 5 week trip where of the 5 weeks I'm going to be gone, I'm going to be home a total of 1 week. So I'm a little tired right now, and my back is killing me too. Traveling is difficult on the back. It really is. All the beds that you stay in and traveling on the planes, and you know, my chiropractor always try to get in to see them. And I saw them before I left on this trip, but I only got to come home for 1 day after the middle of this trip, and they didn't have an opening for me. So I've been doing my stretches. And in fact, if I'm a little bit out of breath, it's because I just got in from the other room where I was doing some stretches for my back to help my back out. But I want to let you know something. I mean, this trip so far has absolutely been wonderful. I just wanted to bring you along with me. I don't know about all the other podcasts out there, but my goal for this podcast is it to feel like we're a community of happy lifers, where I don't just share a bunch of inspiration and motivation, and hopefully you'll get inspired, hopefully you'll be motivated by our podcast. That's definitely something that we want. It's definitely a goal that we have. But even bigger than that goal is to create a community of happy lifers, that people know that we're in this thing together. We are not alone in this journey called life, and we're here to help each other out. That's why whenever I'm road tripping, I always let you know, because I want you to come along with me. I kind of explain the settings of where I'm at and what I'm going through, because I want you to be on this trip with me. And today I just wanted to kind of talk about my trip. And the reason I mentioned that my back is killing me and that I was home for a total of 1 day, that I'm only going to be home for 1 week in a 5 week span, and I'm tired. The reason I share all that with you is because I want you to know, when I say this next line, that it isn't just because everything is A-okay, everything is great. A happy life isn't a lifestyle where everything is just fine all the time, where you win the lottery, where all your bills are paid, you just made a promotion, and everyone thinks you're this rock star, and you're just killing it in life. Your kids love you. Your spouse loves you. Your job loves you. They applaud you when you drive down the street. I mean, if you've been a part of a happy life for long, you've probably heard me talk about this, but I think it's the repetition that really needs to get through. It's the things that we repeat over and over again, the things that are the things that really stick in people's heads. And I think we need to hear this over and over again, because there's such a barrage of commercials, of ads, of people, of this mentality of, to get happy, I have to get rid of the negative and increase the positive. And that's one way of trying to do it. But I tell you what, man, if you're trying to chase happy, you're probably not going to find it. If you focus on giving happy away, happy is going to find you. But in this pursuit of, I can't have anything negative happen to me, I need to be healthy, I need to have money in the bank, I need to have people like me, then I'll be happy. Listen, if we're relying upon circumstances to make us happy, circumstances rarely, if ever, tend to cooperate, you know. We talk about a happy life, and it's a definition of a happy life is a lifestyle where you get and keep happy no matter what the circumstances are. It's not just some little happenstance thing. It's deeper than that. It's when your back is hurting, when you haven't been home, you can still feel wonderful. And we need to hear that over and over again because, like I said, we are constantly being bombarded with buy this and you'll be happy, get this and you'll be happy. Get these people to like you and you'll be happy. When I get married, I'll be happy. When I get divorced, I'll be happy. When I get the promotion, I'll be happy. When I can just quit this job, I'll be happy. And you know what? When we live like that, I'm just telling you, I don't know if we're ever going to find happy. Happy is it's a decision. It's a perspective that we make that it finds us when we just decide, wait a minute, happiness isn't based upon the circumstances. It's a lifestyle where I can get and keep happy no matter what those circumstances are. And I wanted to encourage you, bring you along this trip with me, and just let you know that this trip has been wonderful, and our world is full of a lot of wonderful, amazing, powerful people, as well as a lot of wonderful, amazing things out there as well. I guess I just want to pump a lot of good news into you, pump a lot of life into you, because it just feels like there's not a lot of space for that out there. I mean, it feels like if you want to get a lot of likes on social media, I mean, you got to tick people off, and you got to talk about how these people are doing this wrong, and this other group of people, that's not like us, we're a better group of people, and those people over there, they're like this. There's so much negativity out there, and that's one reason why we keep the Happy Life Studios going. It's a reason why I'm here late at night and everyone's asleep. They've been asleep for a couple hours, but I'm tired. And there's a part of me that just says, just go to bed, just go to sleep. But I want to put out a podcast. And even if I can't do much editing on it, and even if I seem a little random or a little off, I still think it's important to put out a Happy Life Studios podcast as much as I possibly can. Every Monday, start the week off early Monday morning on a happy note. And if you haven't subscribed to us, I would recommend subscribing to our podcast, because what happens then is you get a notification early Monday morning saying you have a new podcast. And I think it's important to start off every week on a happy foot. Start the week off happy. The odds of you being happy through the week and ending the week happy are a lot higher, I mean astronomically higher, than starting the week off meh or sad or unhappy. So that's why I'm bringing you on this thing. I picture you happy lifers here in front of me, because like I said, this is like a community of people, and this isn't just me spouting off information. It's me getting to know you a little bit, or allowing you to get to know me a little bit. That's why I post stuff on the podcast about, hey, let me know your thoughts on this or whatever, because I love it when I get input back from happy lifers, because, like I said, to me, it's like a community. But our world is full of a lot of wonderful, wonderful things. But when we're bombarded with the negative stuff, it takes a toll after a while. And so even though you're road tripping with me today, I just want to share with you some of the wonderful things that I've experienced so far on this trip. Now, I can focus on the tired. I can focus on the back. I can focus on missing my wife. I can focus on the time change and the jet lag. There's a choice for me right now to make that I could focus on the negative, or I could choose to focus on the positive. But let me talk about some of the amazing, wonderful things that I've encountered on this trip. Start with sunny Santa Monica. I just got done speaking that weekend to a bunch of people called the Lighthouse in Oakview, California, just north of Ventura, between Ventura and Ojai. And I love going there. They feel like family to me. And they're some of the nicest, kindest, funnest people. Some of them love to give me a hard time. I love to give them a hard time. I know that we're, you know, there's something out there trying to tell us about how bad other people are, or to split us up into factions and according to social status or according to political status or according to race status. But I want you to know there's a lot of amazing people out there, and I bet there's a lot of amazing people around you as well. But I do know that when my perspective is wrong, it's easy for me to spot the people that are being jerks, the people that are just being stupid. It's easy for me to call people stupid when I'm not in the right zone, when my mind is in the wrong place. But when I step back and I say, wait a minute, your life has a story and it's important to tell. It's just as important to tell as my life story. I begin to see people in a different light. There are so many people where I just came from in Southern California that keep me doing what I do. They help me financially. They help me mentally. They help me in so many different ways when I show up. Even their kids, like this house that I'm staying at now, that with the clients, the Happy Life clients, they've got 9 kids. You heard me right. They got 9 kids, and they're the most well-behaved kids that tonight after supper, they're all doing their nightly chores. And when one of the parents asked one of the kids to, don't forget to do this, I didn't hear whining. I didn't hear ignoring. The kid immediately said, okay, and went and did it. I mean, it was phenomenal. And they've asked me to help them set up a YouTube page so that we can see, you can see, that kids are a gift. They're a gift from God. And a lot of times people see kids as, you know, a nuisance or a pain or whatever. These guys got 9 kids. They took me out, picked me up at the airport. It was late for the kids. It was time for their bedtime. We went to Chick-fil-A. 9 kids and 3 adults in Chick-fil-A. And those kids were as well-behaved as if there was only 1 kid. I mean, today I walked with 4 of them down to the river. And it was probably a 2-mile walk. Might have been longer. And they had a little 2-year-old girl, cutest thing in the world. She didn't complain once. She walked the whole way. And it took forever to get back because she was just in no hurry. We passed a little library, one of those neighborhood library kiosk things with books in there. Well, when the younger one got that book, you know, just when we were finally almost home, oh no. It took us long to go that last fourth of the trip than the whole rest of the, because she got the book and she is just, can I say, lollygagging? She was just in her own world. And I just kept waiting for them to complain because honestly, can I be honest here? I wanted to complain. I wanted to be like, I'm tired. My back is hurting. I want to be home. Come on, hurry up. But I'm like, they're not complaining. I can't complain. And these kids were absolutely amazing. And the joy that that little girl got out of that little book that was in that little library box thing on the corner of the neighborhood. That was from a Chick-fil-A book. It was a Chick-fil-A book. I mean, the joy that they got from that just brought joy to me. The other day, I had somebody, I've got this philosophy that anything a blueberry can do, a chocolate chip can do better. Anything a raisin can do, a chocolate chip could do better. And so I go into a lot of coffee shops when I travel. I like to do a lot of work in coffee shops. And it's just a great vibe. And speaking of which, one of my favorite coffee shops was down in Southern California off of the old Ventura Avenue in Ventura called Lovewell Tea and Coffee. And what they have going on there, when so much of the world is about separating and, you know, judging people, they are the most welcoming people. They have such a community of people. I love Lovewell Tea and Coffee in Ventura, California. They are some of the coolest. The vibes in there are just so, it's like a family in there. And I'm sharing all this stuff with you because I'm just sharing with you positive people that I've come across on my trip just so far in the last couple of weeks. Well, while I was in there, I was sharing with them, like, why do all these coffee shops, they'll put out scones, that's great. And they put out scones that look like chocolate chip scones until you get really close to them or you ask them, you say, oh no, that's a blueberry scone. I'm like, wait a minute, before we make the blueberry scone, I'm going somewhere with this. Maybe not somewhere in it, super important, but I am going somewhere with this. But if you can make a blueberry scone, you should make a chocolate chip scone first. If you're going to make cookies, chocolate chip one should be. I mean, if you're going to put anything in oatmeal, chocolate chips, whatever options we have, chocolate chip should be the first option. Then you can add your cranberry to the scone or your blueberry to the scone. But there should always be chocolate chips. I mean, I don't know how anyone could argue that, honestly. So I was sharing that with them in Lovewell. And wouldn't you know it, that night, someone from Lovewell shows up and they were at the bakery getting stuff for their coffee shop. And when they were getting ready to leave, the person at the coffee shop, here's another cool thing, the person at the coffee shop said, hey, we want to give you something free. Just grab something else here. Do you want a scone? She was like, oh, I don't know. Sure. She said, I got a chocolate chip scone here. And that barista, that owner, as well as barista, of that coffee shop, thought of me, and she said, yes, I would love a chocolate chip scone, because we had just talked about that a few hours earlier. And the next time she sees me, she hands me, she goes, by the way, I got this free chocolate chip scone. They gave me, so it's just cool that that other shop gave them, the bakery gave them a free chocolate chip scone. It's also cool that she got it because we just had that conversation. She says, here, have this chocolate chip scone. And I'm telling you, before I headed out of town that next day, I went to that place and I said, I'll tell you why I'm here. And I said, you shared a chocolate chip scone with Lovewell and they gave it to me. And now I'm back here. You've got a fan for life. Your chocolate chip scone might make my podcast. In fact, I'm playing around now with doing an entire podcast just on their chocolate chip scone. That's how good it was. But that's one of the wonderful things in life that I'm talking about, the chocolate chip scone, you know. Here's something else. The pastor at that church called the Lighthouse that I spoke at on that Sunday morning, full of all those wonderful people, he got a call. Oh, this just touches my heart. This guy, he works full-time doing construction work. And he's 70 years old now, I believe. And yet he's still out there doing construction. And he does that so he doesn't have to be a financial burden on that church. He gets paid by all the work that he does. A lady from his congregation, her water heater went out. So she called him up and asked him what he thought it was. You know, do I need a new water heater? Can you fix this one? Whatever. And he came to the conclusion. She sent him a picture. I was there with him and his wife when they got the picture from her. And oh my word, that he said this, and he started talking about the water heater. He was like, this water heater is old. I promise you, it just died. It just flat out died. And I said all that to say that Sunday afternoons, listen, I've done hard labor. I've done regular labor. I've had full-time jobs. I've been in the ministry. I've been a pastor. I'm just telling you all that to say this, is that I know what I'm talking about, what I'm about to say right here. Sunday afternoons were made for naps, in my opinion. But if you're ever on the other side of that pulpit, the other side of the Sunday morning where you're doing ministry, you're helping people in that church as a pastor, whether it's a worship pastor, the senior pastor, a youth pastor, a children's pastor, an associate pastor, young adults pastor, old adults pastor, women's minister, pastor. I mean, it doesn't matter what role it is. When Sunday comes around, these guys put an awful lot out. I know churches get a lot of bad raps, but I'm telling you what, they're full of an awful lot of very incredible people. When Sunday comes around, I'm telling you what, when you do ministry, like I said, I've done regular jobs that were hard labor. They were working with cement, working in construction, and you get tired at the end of the day. But no tired has ever matched when I was a pastor and Sunday afternoon came around. And I said all that to say this. I know how tired that pastor was on Sunday afternoon. If you've never been a pastor, a minister, a priest, whatever, you're probably not going to understand it. You just need to take my word for this. I'm not making this up. And the reason I said all that is I got done speaking. I was tired. Man, I was ready for a nap. But you know what? That pastor on Sunday afternoon, he went out and bought that woman a water heater. And we went out and we're out there. Now it's dark outside. We've got shop lights, flashlights, trying to take this old water heater out, put a new water heater in. And I just wanted to be back at the hotel and I wanted to be taking a nap, and I wanted to chill, and I kind of wanted to celebrate the week that I had there, and because it was just a fantastic time, and I was going to fly out the next day. But I just said, you know, if that pastor is going to do that for that woman, I'm going to help him. And so I was helping that guy out Sunday afternoon, and he was doing that. He was dead tired. He works hard all week, and then he pastors, you know, he pastors all week long, but he does his Sunday stuff, his weekend stuff, as well on top of his regular full-time job. And the fact that I know how tired he was, and he's putting a water heater in for a lady because she was taking She was taking these cold showers and her water heater was broken. And I don't know. I was just moved by that. And our country is full of people like that. I bet you're like that. I bet you do a lot of things for people that nobody else ever sees what you do, but you do them anyway. And I just want to highlight that. I just want to say that. Our world is full of a lot of amazing people. Don't buy the lies of, you got to hate this person, you got to hate that person. Because this person isn't like you, that person is against you, that person from a different country, that person they're a different race, that person they've got money, they shouldn't have money, they should be taxed more, they're poor, they should be whatever the case may be. Don't fall for that nonsense. You know, and I don't think that you do, honestly. I'm just saying there's a lot of people that don't. And if we pay attention to a lot of the media that's out there, you know, they suggest something different. I'm just saying. And I just did a poor job of, in the last couple minutes here, of trying to say this. Here's what I'm trying to say. Our world is full of wonderful people. And our world is full of wonderful things. And maybe if me talking about a chocolate chip scone can remind you of your favorite dessert, your favorite coffee shop, if me talking about some of these people can remind you of some of the people in your life, or even remind you of you and who you are and the people that you help that no one else ever sees. That's what heroes look like. And that's what we kind of are as happy lifers, in my opinion. I think we're heroes trying to spread the happy to a world that could really use some happy. So there you have it. Thanks for road tripping with me today. Thanks for listening through this whole thing. Thanks for sharing this with other people, sharing the happy, whether you do it through sharing Happy Life Studio stuff or sharing other positive people stuff or whatever, or just through your own texting or emailing or tipping, you know, or whatever. There's so many ways that we help people with their happy, and that's what makes it wonderful, makes life wonderful, and that's what makes you wonderful. And it's what makes us happy. Make someone happy, and you'll be happy too. Which reminds me of a song.
Make someone happy. Make just one someone happy. And you will be happy too.
Thanks for listening. I hope that helped. Remember, sometimes we're tired, but that does not mean that life isn't wonderful.
D-Bays.